Hi everyone, it's Michelle. This is April 23rd, 2020. This is our fourth call in the Letting Go series. Super excited about this call and this series. Right now, there could be no better series to be engaged in right now than Letting Go in the midst of COVID-19 and a world rapidly changing. This piece is perfectly timed for us. So let's begin, as we always do, with what we can now name as also a letting go practice. Shavasana is a practice of deep letting go of what I think I'm supposed to be doing, letting go of all that go, go, go activity, letting go of thought, letting go of the need to be always doing. Remember, 1 hour of work in the inner world, Jack Canfield said, is equal to 7 hours in the outer world. Are you working too hard? So Shavasana is letting go of every single breath. We don't know whether one day there won't be another in-breath. We let go physically with every single breath, and consciously so in Shavasana. So that's just some of the pieces of Shavasana as a letting go practice itself. Let's dive into Shavasana together. Letting go of the busyness of your day, letting go of your plans for what comes next, and just being present in this moment for this practice of Shavasana. Let me just fix something here. Give me 1 second as you're setting up. There you go. I needed to fix my earbuds, letting go of the need for it to be perfect. This is one little pause, right? So many levels on which we let go moment to moment in a daily way in our companies and our lives. When we can do it consciously, it changes our world. So find a comfortable place to lie down. If you're not able to lie down, always you can choose a seated meditation instead. But I strongly encourage you to take this time, each time, to lie down and to practice Shavasana. Shavasana, there's a cumulative effect of every time we practice. The first time we practice can be life-changing, and then it builds with every single time we practice. So take this time for yourself. You've probably been caring for a whole bunch of other people in your life, haven't you? How about this time for you, here and now? Find a place the best you can where you won't be disturbed. And if there are disturbances in your environment, can you let them go? There's a noise in the background, somebody walking by, family member outside your door, somebody, a noise of a vehicle outside, whatever it is, can you let all that go? And know the true perfection of this moment. This is your perfect Shavasana today. Lying on your back, support the head and neck, and take the time to adjust that head support so that it feels comfortable. Was it yesterday or the day before? I spent more time than usual just adjusting this head support. For some of us, we don't always need head support. If your chin is level with the forehead, for some people, we don't even need head support. I don't tend to teach that because the vast majority of us need it, so that the chin goes lower than or level with the forehead. Take the time to feel that your head and neck are supported appropriately. It might be a pillow beneath your head, might be a folded blanket. But sometimes it's just the difference of a millimeter, a fraction of an inch, down or up with that head support. So it's touching the shoulders, but not beneath them. I played with the head support yesterday or the day before. It changed the depth of my Shavasana. The details matter, like in our companies. It's all in the nuance. The detail matters. Support the head and neck well. If you have neck issues, I haven't taught you this before, but if you've got a blanket, you can roll up part of the blanket so you've got just a little bit more support beneath the curve of the neck. That can be something we do, not too much, because otherwise it'll keep the chin like pointing to the sky and the mind busy. So you can play with that if you choose today. And also, because we're paying attention to how the head is supported today, take time to take the hands and place the back of the hands at the back of the skull. And then extend out through the back of the neck. So lift the head slightly and then extend out. If you've been to massage, maybe you're like going like I do, but you haven't been in a while, you know how the massage therapist just extends out the neck and it feels so good. We can do that for ourselves. So there's length there, and then release the head to the supports. feel if this feels different than the way you usually do Shavasana. Every part of our body can be attended to with this kind of loving care, with this kind of attention to detail. Bend the knees. Make space for the low get back by taking the flesh of the buttocks down toward the heels. And then extend one leg out and then the other. You can extend them out on the carpet, the floor beneath you, then release the legs to the floor. And the rest of the toes, the baby toes drop to the floor, the rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart so that you're neither closed in and cramped nor spread eagled where you're just dispersing your energy. Find that comfortable place where the legs are a comfortable distance apart so the hips can feel released. Now notice how the low back is feeling, and it's different every single practice. Are you paying attention not to your memory of the last Shavasana, but what your body is feeling right here, right now, not even 30 seconds ago, but in this moment? How's your low back feeling? Are you paying attention not to what you expect, but to what's actually happening? We need this for our companies all the time. If the low back's not comfortable, you can try just doing that action again, taking the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, tucking the tailbone. I don't usually use that terminology anymore, but sometimes I find that helpful, right? So lengthening out through the low back. And if that doesn't work, then you could place a rolled blanket beneath the thighs, or bolster if you've got one, or you could place the calves up on a chair or a couch. If you're placing your calves on a chair, make sure that the calves are well supported and the legs, again, a comfortable distance apart. And if you are shorter and the feet are up off the chair, if you're doing this now or you can practice it later, then place some support beneath your body so that the calves are parallel to the floor and they are resting. Not a detail I've taught before in this series. There are many, many details about Shavasana to truly be in that mode of extreme self-care that we learned last week in our Shavasana. So let the thighs, let the calves be comfortably supported. If you're taller and you happen to have your legs up on a chair to rest that low back, or you can even just try it, even if the low back isn't comfortable, it's just another way to practice Shavasana with the legs up on a chair, calves up on a chair. If you're taller, then notice your shins are probably at an angle in order for the shins to rest, the calves to rest on that chair. So then place some support on the chair if you're tall, maybe a couple of blankets that you throw on the chair quickly, or a cushion, whatever it is, so that the thighs can be horizontal, parallel to the wall. So you've got a nice right angle between the legs and the shins. And if you're not doing this and you're just lying in a regular Shavasana, can you just let these instructions wash past you and be following the breath? How much are you distracted by instructions that may not be applying to you right now? Can you continue in your Shavasana with your breath? And also you can come back to this recording later if you want to try out with your shins on your calves on a chair. So with the legs adequately supported, now pay attention to the upper body, dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center any amount, and then release the arms to the floor in a low V palms up position. So that means the arms are straight, but they make a V with the body. Not too far out, not too close in, about 30 degrees away from the body. That's the place where the arms can rest, but we're not dispersing our energy. Softly close the eyes if you haven't already. Go inward. Having placed the body, this much we can have control over. It feels good to have control over this part of our lives. We have an illusion of control in our lives. There's a whole bunch that we don't control. Stuff happens. We all know that, especially these days. But there are things we can do. And to begin our day with that control that we do have can feel really empowering. So place yourself in a position where you're comfortable, this alone reinforces self-care, that extreme self-care here and at the beginning of our day. And it's reminding me of the prayer that was at my grandparents' place over the couch in the living room that I saw so many times. We'd go over there most weekends. Many of you may know this prayer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There might be a lot of things out there that we can't control. It's okay. Let it go. These are things we can control. Is my head on literally straight? Or is it off to the side? Are my arms and legs even? Have I supported myself adequately here? And then this alignment carries on into our day. In this space with your eyes closed and in a place where you found support for yourself and also letting go of needing to constantly adjust, decide that what you found now, there's not some sharp pain somewhere, something you do truly do need to adjust, then let it go as good enough for right now, good enough. And allow the body to be still. A shifting body creates a shifting mind and vice versa. And you use that little bit of will inside you to just allow yourself to be still now. Good enough. Letting go of the need for it to be perfect in that rigid way. Finding the perfection, the divine perfection in this Shavasana here and now. Perfect just the way it is. And with each exhalation, feeling the body release further and further into the supports beneath you, the blankets, the floor, whatever's beneath you. Feel yourself release into it with every out breath. Just let go. Now find in your mind's eye a place in the body where there's tension or unease. Maybe it's in one shoulder or hip or wherever it is. Find a place where it's only on one side of the body right now. Maybe you're feeling that your right eye is lifted and not relaxing back toward the back brain. Maybe you're finding more tightness in one side of the chest than the other, or shoulder. Find a place that's on one side of the body that feels unease or less release than you would like. Got it? Feel it. Now, where I want you to place your attention is on the other side of the body. If it's your left shoulder, pay attention to your right shoulder for a minute. Because there's where, wherever it is for you, that opposite side of the body. If it's the shoulders, for example, that opposite shoulder feels good, feels relaxed, feels ease. Place your focus there, in that part of you where there's release. Our minds are very powerful. There's a huge connection between our minds and our bodies and our spirits, whatever words you use to describe that. Pay attention to that aligned side of your body, it's the right shoulder, left knee, whatever it is, the corresponding body part where there's ease on one side, unease on the other. Pay attention to the side where there's ease. And now, in just an instant, I want you to transfer, just simply transfer the ease in the one side of the body to the other. Let it learn from that side of the body that it is released. The left shoulder is released. Oh, let it teach the right side. The right knee is relaxed. Let it teach the left side. In an instant, let there be release from the teaching of the body, one side to the other. Just let it go. You know, any other places where you find tension, breathe into those spots one at a time and let them go, allowing yourself to drop more and more deeply into silence, into ease, into well-being. Breathe into that spot, let it go. Feel how the whole body releases further with that one point released. Just let it go. And now, just watch the breath. And let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence, ease, well-being, each breath. And then letting go of Shavasana itself as easily as you came into it, no attachment. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. No reaction, just a thought. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to move in any way that feels good to you. Unattached to what that's supposed to look like. What is it for you today, here, now? How would your body like to move here? Can you listen in? Can you listen to what's wanted inside your own body in this moment? Do that. And bend the knees, give yourself a big hug. Roll onto the right side, support your head. Take a few breaths here. Softly open your eyes. And with your gaze toward the floor, use your hands to slowly press yourself up to sitting and rejoin our virtual circle. Camera on always, whenever possible. I know there's lots that call to us in these days, but whenever possible, camera on to train that one-pointed attention and to allow yourself to be seen. We want to be seen in the world. Let's practice here and be seen in this circle. This is a good and safe place to practice that visibility. And how perfect, Dottie, that I see you first, because I have beside me the books, the book that I recommended from your beautiful question. So I know that you saw it. You might not all have seen it. Hi, Sherry. Might not. Hi, Barb. Might not all have seen it in the Facebook group. Remember, that's a great place to share resources, to ask questions, to find connection in connection calls, to share ideas. So, and one of the things that we did last time, Dottie asked a question. I didn't have the book right at hand, so I recommended a couple books because we were diving into the first two calls of the Letting Go series, Raga Devesha, that pushing away and pulling toward. We fine-tuned that definition last week. Thank you, Mary Kay, for your beautiful question and the illumination that I hope came from that, about what Raga is, what Devesha is, and then how we can use our knowledge of that to further so many areas of our lives. That house cleaning example, I hope that landed in you guys. I was remembering it just this morning, and such a beautiful illustration of the ripple effect of Raga Devesha and how it happens like this, and how we can unplug that. So thank you, Mary Kay, and thank you again, Dottie. So we were talking about the Yoga Sutras, and I mentioned three versions of the Yoga Sutras, and I have them here in front of me just so you can see them. Did any of you follow up with that? Did any of you order a version of the Yoga Sutras for yourselves? Or even, did any of you see the post? If you saw the post, raise your hand. You saw the post, great. Did any of you follow up and, you know, order one of the, no worries if you didn't, I'm just wondering. It was Dottie's question. Okay, I'm not, yeah. Some of you have, okay. This may not be your first place to go to, the Yoga Sutras. For instance, if you start with this, you're going to go, Michelle, kill me now. Why did you recommend this for most of you, right? But I think of somebody, you know, hi, Steve, I know you're listening. I'm sure you're listening to the recording. I think of somebody like Steve. I think Steve would really enjoy this. You know, this is the, you know, intellectual, and maybe not Steve, maybe you want that, like, I think the other one, this one is for everyone, men and women alike, and it's a great place to enter in, how does it actually relate to our lives. But if you're a kind of, I don't know, intellectually bent, and you like the scholarly editions and that kind of thing, this version that I talked about by Edwin Bryant, for many of us, you would go, like, kill me now. And I actually avoided this version of the Yoga Sutras and ones like it for a long, long time, because I'm trained as an academic. I'm trained to understand and intellectualify things, right? I know, Barb, you know what I'm talking about, and those are like Carly from your training, right? As an architect, right? So I avoided this because I could just turn it into some kind of intellectual play game that actually doesn't, I, Steve, were your ears ringing? So I was just talking about you, like, you might enjoy this version, but some of us are gonna go, like, kill me now, this version of the Yoga Sutras. And I avoided this because I would have turned the sutras into intellectual knowledge that didn't have to do with my life. Not the first edition I went to, but now I use this edition as well after many years of studying this. But for some people, they're going to want to know, what have people said about the sutras for 2,000 years? This is the best one that does that. And all the commentaries and this Sanskrit and this version of this translation, etc. It is a really, really great book, but man, you're going to go, what does this have to do with business for most of you, okay? Then if you're, for Iyengar yoga, Light on the Yoga Sutras, this is the Iyengar version of the sutras. And Iyengar is, he was such an amazing soul. He nearly died as a kid multiple times over with, you know, he was born in the midst of, you know, the Spanish flu, right? We're thinking about these days, right? And he had TB and a host of other maladies, and he couldn't even hold his head up as a kid. And he ended up being so strong, so wise, and such a messenger on this planet. He was hugely responsible for bringing yoga to the West. And this man is a genius. He was a beautiful genius and teacher and leader. Some of it you're going to go, what is this? And why are they talking about, you know, walking through walls? And like, what does that have to do with building a business, right? But this is kind of the in-between version. And then for most of us, men and women alike, because the title is The Secret Power of Yoga, A Woman's Guide to the Heart and Spirit of Yoga Sutras. But for most of us, I would say start here. So Dottie, thank you for the question. Nishala, Joy, Devi. And the reason I like this edition, and I only found it a few years ago and I fell in love with it. She only published it, not, I can't remember when she published it, but is that it's eminently practical. And she says, here in my every, she says, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, so like, don't ask me, all right? But it comes from her deep experience as a yogi, as a practitioner and a teacher over many, many, many years. And she says, here's what I understand from, you know, this sutra to mean. And here's many examples of how this works in my everyday life. And it's an easy, she doesn't talk about business necessarily, but it's an easy translation to go, oh, I get it. She's talking about this. She's talking about this everyday example about when I'm at a wedding and I'm pushing people, or when I'm at, you know, or when I'm meeting with my friend or whatever. And I get how this is going to translate directly into my business. So that's why for most of you, I would recommend this. So Dottie, thank you for that wonderful question. And normally that would go into our Yoga for Entrepreneurs days. And by the way, I don't think we've mentioned this anywhere else. We've got a new version of the calendar coming out really soon. But the Yoga for Entrepreneurs Day that we were going to have 2 weeks after Mexico, we're going to be doing yoga together for a week virtually. And it doesn't seem right to do another day virtually. That was going to be after we were, you know, together live, and then a virtual day. So we have moved that day. So if it's on your calendar, thank you for putting it there. We'll get the updated calendar to you soon, but we're not going to do that 2 weeks after looking at the screen all day. And we won't be looking at the screen all day. I'll talk about Mexico in just a minute, but that day is going to be moved. I think we've got it in July actually right now, because I just think it's going to serve you guys better. Okay. And Dottie, you had a question or a comment.
I think that we're also funny. Even at 75, I want to get acknowledgement that I did take action and order a book. But
fantastic. Dottie, you're a little bit quiet. So at my end, at least, so I was able to hear you, but if you can make the volume a little louder, that would be better.
But I think that the book that you told me that you recommended was Light of the Yoga Sutras.
That was the second one. The best one that I would recommend is this one, The Secret Power of Yoga. That's the one that would make more sense.
My question is, but I think when you wrote me back, I think you recommended The Light of the Yoga. And so my question is, I don't like to read. So just save it for later. Or what are some parts of that book, since I already ordered it, that you would recommend?
Oh, okay. And don't worry, that is not a bad thing to do. I have like 15 translations, right? But the very first thing, so sorry if what I meant to say is take this one first.
No problem.
Like the other one, this was my bad. This one would be better for you, all right? And Light on the Yoga Sutras, start with probably the introduction may be helpful to you, because he kind of gives an overview. And if it goes too thick and too like intellectual, I would say, you know, start with chapter two. And also you can, chapter two, the second pada, is gonna be more helpful to you. And I would say, don't try to read cover to cover. Open it up, dip in and see what interests you. That would be a better way to use this when you've got this in hand. Don't try to read it right now, cover to cover.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And thank you for responding so quickly.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for the question. And I love your questions. There aren't any questions posted for this week that I found, but keep asking, because it helps me to help you. And again, normally that would go into our yoga day, but it was in response to a question, so I wanted to bring that to you. And it's hugely appropriate, because we're doing a deep dive into a couple of pieces from the Yoga Sutras in our Letting Go series. All right. One of the things I skipped right over is your Shavasana. I just went like headlong into stuff. Let me rewind. Let's take a collective breath together, because I took us into a very different energy, didn't I? So let's just let that breath go, and then inhale together. And then exhale, let it go. And again, inhaling through the nostrils. Exhale, let it go. Thank you. Notice that the breath can change the energy in a few seconds. So, back to Shavasana. What did you love? What stays with you? Yeah, Dottie.
I love that so much that I wish we could spend the whole time, the whole class on explaining it, explaining the value. I have a couple questions.
I love that, Dottie. I love that observation and that desire. And what I want to say is, I'm so excited about our Mexico at Home retreat coming up. And what we get to do each week is just the tip of the iceberg. And we are going to do some stuff there that's going to be life changing. So let me just leave it at that for now. Don't worry, more to come. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Dottie. Let's hear from one more of you. What did you love today? Mary Kay, thank you.
I got the tingly hands again. And it's fascinating. It's really cool. And then my hands are really solid.
Oh, and Dottie, I'm just muting you. Okay, go ahead, Mary Kay.
It's different from last week. It's similar but different, and they just felt so solid. And it started to kind of creep up my arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had this before, absolutely. And so if you haven't had this, don't worry, let it go. Oh no, I didn't have that experience, something was wrong. Notice raga attachment, right? Or I don't want that, that would be weird. Devasya pushing away, or just, wow, isn't that interesting, right? You're having a curiosity of a child, better, you know, attitude toward ourselves and our lives and our world, right? Super cool. And I love that, Mary Kay, this kind of, isn't that interesting? And just noticing it and then having maybe not had it in that way before. And now it's like, oh, wow. And I remember I mentioned it last time and we're even just talking about it. And I've practiced that so much that I can feel it right now. I can feel it in my right fingers, my right thumb, a little bit in my right palm and my left fingers, do you know, because I've practiced it a lot. So that sense of, and just now, it's my right calf. I'm not even focused on it, but that tingling sense of aliveness, we have access to it. And again, I don't teach you that. It's called inner body meditation because Shavasana is the best of the best of the best that I know. But it kind of comes, it's one of the side effects, or it can happen along with. And so just noticing how much more awareness we can have, how much more there is to listen to in our own embodied experience as human beings. And the more we can, here's the piece that I want to mention in response to this, Mary Kay, too, is the more we can listen in that way. Today, we're going to be talking about listening. The more we can, there's a letting go that happens in listening. The more we can listen to that human being in front of us, which is at the heart of entrepreneurship. It's about listening to real, actual live people. And can I listen in at the deepest, minute, nuanced level to myself? And many people are walking around out there having no idea what's going on in their own embodied experience. How can we have a hope of listening to that other human being then? So Mary Kay, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. I think the curiosity about it is beautiful, and watching it develop and just having that be a part of your practice is really beautiful. All right. Anyone else wanting to share, without which we, you know, we can't go forward, or something just bubbling up inside you in and around Shavasana? Okay. Let me see. Can I tell you this? It's about confidentiality, but you don't know who this person is. So I really mean what I say. So I was in a conversation this week with somebody that I've known for a long time, not part of our community. But our level of unawareness of ourselves can be profound, even when we have years and years of personal development training, years and years of meditation, and so on. So this person was telling me that she'd been meditating for many, many years, and just realized like last week that all of her meditations, all she was doing was a to-do list, really. I couldn't be planning every time she and had unconsciousness about her own process of what was going on inside her. And then also was really so unaware of all the stories that were happening inside her. And yet then she's trying to coach people and trying to have people enter into work with her. And so this work of Shavasana, I can't emphasize it enough. When we have that level of nuanced awareness, we can listen to another human being at a much, much deeper level every single week, learning a different level of the practice. Today, some alignment in how your legs could be when you rest your calves. You know, I haven't talked to that piece before. Today, how you adjust the head support, right? So as we do it week by week, I can teach you more elements of it. There are bazillions of instructions. I can't give them all to you all at once. But week by week, we can gain more experience and knowledge so that we can drop into that state more quickly so that we can use it more effectively. I love, Carly, your story that, you know, well, I learned it, but at first it was like this, and then this is completely changing how I relate to other people, how I can go into my day, and so on. So that the practice develops. So Yeah, thank you so much. I didn't plan so much of a deep dive into Shavasana today. I was sensing into the energy, just felt like it's needed with everything going on in the world out there. So if this was helpful to you in some way, this deeper, a little deeper dive into Shavasana today, I'm not attached to the answer. I'm just wondering, because we'll do this more or less depending on the answer. Raise your hand if there was some piece in here that you found helpful to you. Okay, a lot of hands up. Fantastic. Good. Let me hear not your experience of Shavasana. Let's hear just one insight from one of you that you've gained. It might be about Shavasana, just one aha, just a sentence, or one way that Shavasana is connected with your world. So it's not your experience of Shavasana, but this little deeper dive training in and around Shavasana and then the sutras. One aha. So if somebody else is going, I don't know what the aha was here, they can hear yours and go, oh yeah, that's right, that was there. Right? It helps others. So yeah, Sherry and then Dottie, thank you.
So it's been a bit since I've been in one of these, and I am in a spot today where having that longer Shavasana was wonderful, and I was wondering, wow, is this now how it's being done? And the aha I got was you were explaining something, and I was, no, right now I need to tune that out. And it must have been just two sentences later you mentioned that if, you know, it isn't working for you to listen to this, then just tune it out. And it was like, oh, well, so.
Sherry, I love that. Yes, that was the part where I was talking about where your calves go and so on. And for some of you, you might have been just in a regular Shavasana. Maybe all of you. I don't know. I can't see you. And that's a fabulous example of there's noise out there in the world. In this case, the noise might have been my words that weren't applying to you in the moment. Every single time it's practice, right? That's not a piece that I need, and I can let that go. Otherwise, it's, Michelle, stop saying that. It's not working for me. Devasya is going to cause suffering. I need you to be saying something that applies more to me. Raga is going to cause suffering. And you weren't in that. How beautiful. Thank you for that.
And what kind of popped in my head was take what you like and leave the rest.
Yes, exactly. And what a beautiful mantra. And we practice it right in the Shavasana. Every single time that it's the opportunity to practice that, right? And then we can do it for our lives and our world as well. Thank you, Sherry. Love it. Dottie, you had your hand up. Your aha from this longer segment just opened. And Sherry, maybe I did it for you. I was like, oh, I really wanted that. Oh, here it is. I did it for all of you, but maybe there it was for Sherry. Dottie, what was your aha from this piece?
Two things. One is I heard probably for the first time that the purpose is to just let go. To go deeper into my bed where I was laying, or a mat on the floor, if that's what I was doing. So that was the first one. And I loved that. It gave me like something to do, and a formula, you know, just go deeper into the bed. The second thing was that I realized that I have a queen size bed, an expensive, wonderful bed. And I put myself just on the, and I'm single by myself, and I'm single and I sleep. And I started to do Shavasana and not use very much bed, you know, just like, and it's like, what is this about? I have this whole bed. So I purposely moved myself to the middle, and I like that. And I hope that, and I'm going to do that with sleeping also.
I move myself to the middle. There's all this resource that I'm not even using, and I'm hovering over there in the corner. And I love that on the heels of our call last time about extreme self-care, because if I'm doing it there, like, where else am I doing it? I have all this resource. I'm tapping into this part and I'm tired, or I'm working too hard, or whatever it is. The practice is always a metaphor. And if you're seeing it here, it's probably happening somewhere else. Love that. Thank you, Dottie. Beautiful.
You.
All right, we're going to move forward. Let me see. I haven't even given you a couple of announcements yet. So Mexico. So Mexico at Home Retreat, make sure you've got that carved out in your calendar. I'll be giving you more information about it next week. And look for something in your inbox next week as well. I told you this week, but it's not going to be this week. It's going to be next week. And there are reasons for that. So one of the things I did it for a number of reasons, but one of the huge reasons I did it was for you guys. On your behalf, I attended a two-day virtual event this week. It was an amazing, amazing event. But we're working hard as a team. There are many people in the company working behind the scenes, creating amazing things for your Mexico at Home retreat experience. And I mean, the last conversation that I had with a team member about it was this morning. And the one before that was last night. We're doing a lot to serve you. And one of the reasons I attended what I knew was going to be an outstanding two-day event was also, it's like, this is a different world. An at-home, Mexico at-home retreat where we're engaged for a week. And I will tell you that this event, it was amazing, outstanding insights. I knew it was going to be great. It was an event that I'd already attended live before, but this was the virtual version. And at the end of it, wow, how many of you have done at least a one-day virtual something so far since all this COVID stuff? How many of you? Yeah. Anybody done 2 days? How many have done 2 days? Anybody done 3 days or more? Where you're looking at the computer 3 days or more? Yeah, Sergio, the only one with a hand still up, right? So these 2 days, it was intensive, wonderful, but also kind of exhausting. Do you know what I'm saying? That, yeah, you're getting lots of nods. We are working hard as a company. You're going to so want to be there. You're going to want to model what we're doing because there's a lot of exhaustion happening in this COVID-19 world, not coming from health, not coming from economics, from us staring at a screen all day long. So believe me, we are working like hard in a beautiful way as a company to deliver something that is very different from that, to deliver something that is energizing rather than depleting, to both deliver the content and the wisdom that has always for 11 years been a deep, deep part of the Mexico retreat. And also, what is it to be rejuvenated and restored as we're doing this? So you're each, just for that piece alone, you're going to want to be there because so much of our world is virtual right now. So I want to let you know that that's in process. And I just attended Monday and Tuesday, and I'm still processing, and I'm processing with the team. The next time we're going to have a conversation with about it is tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. We are hard at work to prepare this for you. More details to come next week because I'm still processing and we're still creating so much for you. I'm so excited. But to give you the details before they're digested over here, I don't want to give you, it's we're creating it. You know, the world is moving very quickly. We're creating this for you. So you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to be doing some things that I have not seen anywhere else. It's going to be super cool. Right. So, there's another thing coming your way. And we always, you know, aim to over deliver in this company for you. And so we don't have a call the week before the Mexico retreat because usually, again, the structure was set up because you're all flying and we learned from years of experience, people are busy flying. It's not a good day to have a call because you guys can't make it and you're busy, but nobody's flying to the retreat this year. So I thought, well, we have a date that's on the calendar and we could use that. And some of you have experienced this much of my dear friend, Sarah. Some of you, oh, Mary Kay, you know more of Sarah and her unbelievable genius. So I leaned in with my friend Sarah. And so we do have a call the week before Mexico on our usual Thursday. We'll get the full calendar out to you soon. But Sarah's going to be doing a workshop, actually hands-on. She doesn't do this out there in the world very often for groups other than her own. A hands-on training that you're not going to want to miss. And she's doing it because we're really good friends and I asked her to on that Thursday. And I think what we settled on was an hour, but book out the usual hour and a half anyway, because you're going to want to implement after that some of the things you're going to learn. So we didn't have a call that Thursday, but I always suggest that you keep those Thursdays open anyway. Hopefully you did, because Sarah is going to be serving and supporting you in a way that we have never, ever done in this community in the 10 years of its existence. And I know you're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be freaking awesome. So I wanted to let you know about that. And let me see. Okay, so that's it for announcements. I'd love to hear briefly from you. Here's how you can share, and really short just short. There's so much I want to share with you today, but just short shares, maybe a few sentences, and you have a choice, right? So here's, I don't usually give this much choice, but here it is. It might be an aha from something that we've already done here. It could be an aha from from the last couple weeks of what we're doing in the Letting Go series, the work on raga, the work on dvesha, the work on pushing and then pulling and extreme self-care. There were so many openings in that extreme self-care call. I heard you guys hearing it. Barb, I love you. What you said at the end, you said that was mind-blowing, right? So have you implemented this, maybe an experience to share, or you've got a win to share from your week? So it might be an aha. It might be that you implemented, right? I asked you to look again for raga dvesha and go create that list of extreme self-care. So it might be implementing, or it might be a win unrelated to that. But I'd love to hear some of your voices here, whatever it is in those categories that you'd like to share. A few sentences. Let's hear from at least two of you who would like to share first. Yeah, Barb, thank you. And then Sherry, that was quick and decisive. Thank you.
Well, I have an aha win. I realized this week that, you know, I work with copyright as a tool, and I realized that it really was a tool and not the end result, that the end result is a guarded gold mine, a protected gold mine, you know, of our creative content, and that copyright is a tool, trademark is a tool, and licensing is a tool. So I got clarity on what the result is.
And Barb, fantastic. You are not actually selling copyright, not at all. No. Fantastic. This is huge for your company. Thank you. And also, there are more things that you've not yet tapped into, I would say. So the fantastic win, thank you. There's more about once you understand that that's not what you're selling. What is it that your clients are buying? What do they actually want? There's different aspects of when they have that in place, what else do they have? Guarded gold mine, yes, but it also might be that maybe they're not even sure about copyright law, so they're not accessing those materials that they could because they don't want to break, that's not their own, but they don't want to break copyright law, so they're not even using resources that they could otherwise because they think it's complex. Or they might be going around and they're afraid because, you know, what if they get found out because they've accidentally used something wrong and they're going to get shut down? So there's something of peace of mind. So yes, guarded gold mine, but what is it that they actually want? And it's going to depend on the stage of their company. And when you've understood that you're not selling copyright, that's just a feature. That's not the transformation inside the person. You're selling ease, you're selling well-being, you're selling, and it depends on who that person is in the stage of your company. You have just opened up a gold mine for your company. This is life-changing. Well done. Thank you for that. That is an aha and a huge win.
Elevate their visibility and their authority because they aren't holding back.
Okay, so and let's just take a quick poll because this is huge. And for each one of you, this is happening at some level of your company, right? So this is not, does this apply? How does this apply to you? Okay, so let me see. And is it okay if I set it up in a really unfair way, but so we can really see it? We wouldn't even need to, but okay. How many of you, raise your hand, want to know the intricacies of copyright law in North America? Raise your hand. How many of you would like to increase your visibility and your authority? So when people speak, they know that you are an influencer and you are the expert. Raise your hand. Life changing for your company. Thank you for that. Brilliant. Beautiful. Yes. Sherry, you're up.
So I had a big win this week. Yesterday, I did my inaugural webinar on 3 steps from many struggles to financial stability.
Fantastic, Sherry. This is so good. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And there's just huge things that have really happened. From, you know, it's almost difficult to put into words.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Sherry. This is beautiful and brilliant. Both of these pieces, this is for all of us here. Barb's, you know, win and aha, and Sherry's win and beautiful. Webinars are so important right now. This is how we're connecting with each other, right? And everything that you learned over there in practical applications about talks, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Go and implement. Go and take a look at that. You know, here's what I'm actually delivering. Here's how I promised. You know, here's how I promised it. And yes, we deliver everything we promise, but all that stuff we learned at practical applications, so important for those webinars right now. And you're out there, you're on the court, you're doing it, Sherry. And I'm so happy. And keep posting those wins in the Facebook forum. Keep sharing with each other. Get on those connection calls. Like, guess what I did? And say it 10 times over. The universe loves to hear it from us. And it gives us the energy to take that next step. Fantastic. Thank you. I want to hear from one of you now. I have a more directed question. Did anybody spend, because I sent you out with that home play once again, Raga and Devasia, to go watch it again, because some of you did, some of you didn't the other week, and it is company changing. So who actually played with that again, that attachment, you know, hanging on to that stuff, pushing away? Steve. So I would love for you to share your experience of going out there and actually paying attention to the push and pull of Raga Devasia in your world. What did you see? What do you want to share with us today?
Well, I think you guys remember last week I was a little concerned because I wasn't getting a lot of people at some of my workshops and I was getting more people at others. And I decided to let go of that. I had one last night where I had one person who signed up and he brought his wife along because she's a business partner. We went through the workshop and they've signed up to do a discovery session afterwards. Just as we talked last week, right? I don't know whether, you know, and by the way, you know, when I have five or six people in, maybe I'll get one or two, right? So, you know, just letting go of that, not worrying about how many people are there, but serving the people that are there. That was a real experience for me of, you know, he said, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this another time? I said, no, let's just go through it. Right. I just let go. And there it was. So,
yeah. Brilliant. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I love that. And if letting go doesn't sound like it's a practical business tactic, we don't usually use that kind of language, but oh my goodness, nothing more imminently practical, implementable, and life-changing for a company. Thank you for giving us that beautiful example. No Raga attachments. Got to be this, got to be that. And the company changes. Yes, thank you. Carly, you have another one for us here.
Yeah, so I think I just kind of realized that a lot of challenges I've gone through have been because I've been idle in that sort of Devasia state, and feeling very divided, and going through all the COVID-19 and all this, it kind of has shined a light on that so much more because it again is, well, what do I do right now? I can't do this and I can't do that, but I could do a little of this or that. And that's been very frustrating for me. And so I had an idea that was kind of born out of this. I'm like, well, I wonder, you know, are other business owners and things like that, you know, going through this that maybe I could help. And I thought, well, gosh, everybody's going to be opening up their restaurants, you know, eventually, and their, you know, their stores and their bars and all of that stuff. Well, you know, they're going to feel really divided inside, I'm sure, on what are some strategies to do that. And so I came up with an idea where I'm going to start thinking about architectural interventions that can happen. Also OS&E items. So like placemats, things people touch, cleaning stations people can do themselves, things like that. And like maybe putting together like a package, you know, that's like a go-to, I can help you. You know what I mean? Get up and going in a confident way.
Oh my God. Beautiful, Carly. Yes. Fantastic. And talk about a beautiful example of noticing the push and pull, and particularly is more Devasia. It's like, not that, not that, not that. Watching it happen, looking for it in other people, and then an innovative and genius business idea that comes out of this. Again, it could seem like, hey, Michelle, it's not practical. No, not at all, but eminently practical. And what a beautiful solution for people. Yes. And then that person who... And just hang on for one sec, Steve. So I want to hear you, but one last piece about this, that as you are giving that smaller package of this, you know, place mass and things people touch and whatever it is, that that is leads to that relationship, that know, like, and trust, that then you've got those people who are lined up next for that discovery, whatever you call it, your discovery session, your interview, your strategy session. What a fantastic way to begin in such a, and with such deep integrity with people and meeting them where they are, from looking inside yourself first, meeting them where they are. Brilliant. Steve, go ahead.
And just to carry on, because I have one client who's an interior designer, probably could license that stuff from you. And I know, you know, somebody who's a credit card processor, a lot of his customers are restaurants that are probably worried about that kind of thing. And again, so a licensing opportunity. Anyway, we should talk.
Thank you.
There's a connection call.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You guys are amazing. This community is so powerful. Everything you need is right here. If every person on the planet knows 200 people, and you guys know a lot more than that collectively each, that somebody knows somebody in this community that you ought to know, that will connect you with that next idea, that next possibility. Freaking awesome. Thank you for that, Carly. Thank you for that, Steve. And you know, when you talk about the credit card processor, sometimes it's in simple ideas. And like my sister-in-law was telling, or my brother was telling me about what my sister-in-law is doing now when she has to go out to buy groceries. And she brings a Q-tip with her all the time so she can push the buttons. You know? Simple innovations, and you know, I don't know how many people are doing that right now, but just as you're talking about it, gathering ideas for what that could look like. And there are I on the call when we first started them, this COVID-19, the, you know, journey together, our first call, I was I'm sure that I mentioned that my I thought there were no entrepreneurs in my family, and then I'm like, oh wait a second, the grandparents that I never knew on my dad's side, my grandfather, he made money in the 30s because he was there in service and support of people, farmers who were desperate and would have lost everything without him. And he was there with the equipment. He was there to serve and help. And that's when he started building the farm, right? And this is a time of unbelievable opportunity. The world economy is not my economy. The world needs and could use support and service in so many areas now. What a beautiful, beautiful example of that. Thank you for that. Love it, love it, love it. All right. I have not heard so much about, I would love one example then, because we were talking about Raga Devesha from last week, extreme self-care. I'd like to hear more. And again, I love Barb, you were saying that was mind-blowing. Dottie, you said it was your favorite class ever. I love that. It meant that you're hearing the power of it. So I want to return us to that, because it's not once and done. And Carly, you saying, oh yeah, I learned that last year, implement it, and then I forgot. It's all the pieces all the time integrated that builds such power. So I want to return us to that. Did you write that list? Did somebody who implemented one piece of it, did you write the list of what actually is extreme self-care for you? Did you take one conscious act of, hey, I'm going to take the time to do this instead of that? Did you drop one thing off your list so you could engage in that extreme self-care? Because we need that. Here's the tree versus here's the roots. We need those roots. Who would like to share something of your experience of extreme self-care? Barb, that was quick and powerful. And I'm not surprised when you said it was mind-blowing last week. I'm so glad you're handling it up. Go ahead. What happened for you?
Just to say that it was very difficult to make a list of things that I would actually release to do. So I'm still struggling with that, still working on that.
Wow, what a great notice. How many can relate to that, that at least at some point in their life, I don't even know what that would be? This is a sign that this is one of the most important teachings all year long for you, right? And I want to mention, so make that list. And actually, if you're, because I don't want us to get stuck on the list for too long. So I want to add, let's take 1 minute of our collective time, because you might find something on somebody else's list. I mentioned mine, some of the things. yoga. I like going to the gym. So I've got this little at-home gym thing that I can use. My little mini trampoline. I love that. I like taking warm baths. I like going to the steam room, but I can't do that right now. The warm bath will suffice. I love going for walks. I went out for my first walk outside because I had to go to the bank yesterday. It was amazing. I love to read. I love to write. I love talking with a good friend and just sharing things that are moving in our lives. I mean, these are some of the things that are self-care for me. Lying in Shavasana. Like, so there's priming the pump, getting it started. You could pick one of those if you haven't done one of those, right? I like watching Star Trek. Marie knows me well. Years ago, she gave me a Star Trek t-shirt. And one of the things that I discussed with Sarah as we were organizing my day, I'm like, these days I seem to be ending with Star Trek, Enterprise, because I love their forward thinking. I love that everything's possible. I love that the future is open. I love that the things that they invent on Star Trek then actually appear and come true. I love their positive sense of humanity. I love that it's really not useful, so it shuts my brain down, right? It doesn't have to be something highfalutin or important or, you know, what do you actually love? And if you don't know what you love, what actually recharges your batteries, how can we do that for another? We're helping them recharge their batteries and find that next step in our field. If I don't know what it is for me, how am I going to do it for somebody else? So it's so important on so many levels. So let's take 1 minute to just collectively brainstorm. You can just like, this is one for me. I'd love to hear just like popcorn from you. Mute and unmute. Yeah, sure.
I've been waking up early, and rather than getting a busy brain and popping out of bed and doing things, I've been laying there and meditating.
I do that too. It's so juicy. What else? Extreme self-care. I've been getting a good night's sleep. I track it on my Fitbit every morning. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, so I've been doing something similar to Sherry, but yeah, you know, I have been really conscious about my morning routine. I get up, mm-hmm. I do a little bit of yoga, I do meditation, mm-hmm. and then I read. So I'm getting up at least an hour to an hour and a half before I have anything on my calendar. Sometimes that means 5:30 to get up.
Yeah.
But making sure that I spend that time.
I love that. I love that. And you know, what piece is that for you? 5:30? I don't want to get up at 5:30. Some people do. Sergio gets up even earlier than that. Sergio, you're crazy. I love you and you're crazy, right? Sergio gets up at 4 or 3 or whatever, right? But 5:30, that part might not be for you, or it might be. But that, the rest and the time to myself in the morning and reading and meditating and beautiful. Let's hear just another couple. So if you don't have one, bore somebody else's. Carly, then Mary Kay, then Sergio.
I've been actually at night trying to allocate an hour before I go to sleep for just whatever it is I feel like I need at that time, just to get a lot of peace and relaxation and kind of let go of the day.
Beautiful. One of the things I've done is I've set an alarm every night at 8 o'clock because I just want to power down by that time, whatever it is I'm doing. So my alarm actually tells me, Michelle, stop, go watch Star Trek, you know? So an hour to calm down and center. Beautiful. Mary Kay.
I think I learned this from setting aside. This is another thing I learned from setting that day aside. And it's a state of mind, and there's a release in my body. And I thought I had to set aside the time for that, but I don't. I can have that. If I practice it, I think I can have it a lot.
I love that. So that extreme self-care, remember the shift? Could you feel the shift in the energy with 2 breaths collectively in this room? It was astonishing. It's not astonishing, completely knowable, but still we get surprised by that. All it takes is 2 breaths. And I would say both, and I could do that in 2 breaths and I can have that day. So I want to mention about that day. I didn't mention this last time, but one more piece about extreme self-care. Having a me day. I learned this many years ago. It was about 10 years ago. It was from a trainer on stage said, you should have a me day once a month. A day that's just for me. At the time, 10 years ago, I looked at my calendar at my next month and like, there is no room on the calendar to have a me day. There isn't a space that's open. That told me it was an extremely important practice for me at that time. There wasn't one. So I strongly encourage you to do that. Mary Kay, thank you for reminding me about that with your day. One me day once a month. And if you look at your calendar, there's no space for it. That tells you something. And then I learned another variation of this from Sarah, like 24 hours off each week. And for some entrepreneurs, for me a few years ago, that felt impossible. Now I want more than that. Right? 24 hours off every week in a row, no looking at email, no doing anything. And one me day a month, that alone could be life changing for your company. More creative ideas. I mean, we want more than that, but start there, right? So thank you for that. Beautiful. Sergio.
Doing yoga nidra?
Yes, yoga nidra. So you can, if you're not sure what that is, I mentioned Insight Timer, I think. You guys, Insight Timer, fantastic app. I've been using it a lot. They've got a bazillion meditations on it for free. And if you're not sure what yoga nidra is, there's umpteen different versions of it. You think of it as kind of like yogic sleep, you know, if we have to say in two words. And wonderful, wonderful practice. So if you want more on that, go check out the meditations on Insight Timer. So thank you for that. So there's a little bit to prime your pump. If you don't know what you like, then start with one of those. Just start somewhere and you'll find out what extreme self-care is for you. For one person, Steve, it might be getting up at 5:30. For somebody else, it's like, man, that's not self-care at all. I need to get up later, whatever it is. But try it out and then you'll know. All right, really good. Okay, so getting to our content. There's always another little piece of content to take us forward, another piece of content. Here we are at 22 to get to the next piece. And I did tell you there'd be more about extreme self-care today, and we're consolidating Raga, Devasia, extreme self-care, all of them crucial letting go practices. Nothing more important than letting go in this COVID world, because we have to let go of, I mean, let go of going out all the time, let go of the ways we usually do business, let go of, we are always doing it. The COVID world has just put it in our faces more. But we, the yogis would say too, that in the end, we're going to let go of everything. We all die, right? And so we're all going to have to let go of everything by the end of all this stuff that's around us. And what is it to let go of the needing it to be a certain way? So again, Raga, Devasia, it has to be this way. I have to do it. So we're in the midst of a great time to practice that letting go. And then out of that, like what Carly was saying, the beautiful creativity that comes is fantastic too, right? New ways of doing business, new ways of connecting, or you know, Steve's, one person over here and 20 people over here, and that's perfect, right? It all works out. Love that. And even Dottie, I felt that. It's like, oh, Michelle, but I bought this one. Now how can I use this one? I didn't hear her going like, oh no, I bought the wrong one. Michelle, you should have been smarter than that and tell me. Like, there was just, could you feel how there was letting go in Dottie in that moment? And then she wasn't suffering and could have been. It's a choice moment by moment as well, right? So we need those foundations, Raga, attachment, Devasia, pushing away, and then the extreme self-care that's like an antidote for those two. And then on top of that, or on that foundation, we'll continue this discussion and get to some other deeper levels of letting go in the next call. I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet you again next week. We'll jump off from here and then dive into another aspect of letting go as we finish off this series next week. Listening, and the title of the call near the end of the call, I love that. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is, right at the top of my page. The key to connection, how to listen from the inside out. The key to connection, how to listen from the inside out. We have a couple of pieces about listening. There's another piece about listening in another series as well. This is not the only time we're going to talk about listening. We talk about it from a very different perspective in a different series. But I'm adding, it's been here for many, many years. Listening falls into the letting go series, because it's what most of us habitually do not do in conversation with other people. Usually a conversation goes something like this. This person is talking, kind of like, I've never explained it like this before. This is how it's coming to me. You seen Charlie Brown, you know, where, and the teacher is talking, or an adult talking, sounds like, wah, 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 right? Often, even among enlightened entrepreneurs, interactions go something like this. Wah, 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 that person's talking. What am I going to say next to be smart, to be brilliant, to make that sale, to make sure that I look good on stage? Like, it's ego, right? And we don't mean for it to be. And sometimes it's not in large ways, it's in these small ways. There's wah, 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 and then I'm jumping in because I want to make a sale. I'm jumping in because, and I really haven't heard what that person has said. Listening profoundly when it's done well is supremely an act of letting go. Listening is an act of letting go. The last chapter of my PhD dissertation was called Listening Differently. In the last chapter, or the concluding chapter, it's wrapping up a whole lot about what the journey was about in those 300 and some odd pages, right? And I knew that at the core of it was listening. And I still remember this one line, and it was, this is from the context of academia, but where we were talking about, somebody was talking at a convention about Canadian identity. And some person said, you know, Canada, I feel like it's a conversation. I know, like, how do you define a nation, right? It's like, it's a conversation among different people. It's a conversation. We're all talking together. And the other person said, I'm sorry, what was that? I wasn't listening. And so often our conversations are like that. It's this, it's that, it's so important. It's a conversation. Wait, I didn't hear anything you said. Our conversations go like that. We're so attached. Can you feel raga? To getting across what we want to say. We're so attached to them hearing that we really have the solution for them. We're so attached to how we look. We so don't want them to be saying those things. It's like, oh, I think that's too expensive. Oh, I got to go ask my spouse. Oh, I got to ready if it's a strategy session, for instance. That we can't actually hear what they're saying. So let me see. So we're going to start off our conversation next time. We'll pick up some more pieces that we're not going to finish the conversation about listening and letting go this time. But I want to drop the seeds in about what this is about, because it's a real reframe about how we see listening. And I think the way that I want us to start this, so I've given you a bit of a framework about it, why listening is in the letting go series. And if it makes sense to you that listening, because of what I said, that listening is in the letting go series, raise your hand. If you can feel the connection between those two things. Did you hear that? Yeah, okay, so the hands are up. One hand wasn't up, but I think that was just concentration. So, okay, good. So listening and letting go, deeply connected. And again, that's why this isn't the first call in the series too, because if we're caught in raga, if we're caught in those things, we need to learn those mechanisms and how they work and see them in action before we can have a hope of actual listening to that person in front of us. And then also listening, like I think of Mary Kay saying, you know, she's listening to what's going on in her body. Can you hear that with it? Like as the hands are tingling, for instance. It's a very minute paying attention. And then if we can listen into what's actually going on in our bodies, we can start to have the hope of listening to another human being, right? And so we talk about some of this in practical applications, but from a very tactical and a very different point of view. And then there's one more piece in the year where we talk about listening that's coming up later in the summer. I want to presence this first. Why listening? Obviously, I think listening matters, or I wouldn't have entitled the last chapter of my dissertation. I wouldn't have like had to do with, you know, years of my life studying and you know, diving into this. So of course, and I know that it matters to me. But why does it matter to us as entrepreneurs? Why is this something that, to me, it's a make or break skill? To me, it's like you can't get there without it. Yeah, Sergio.
There's two parts of it, listening and giving back to the person exactly what they did. And I get a very deep connection.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Listening and then giving back to them what?
Exactly the words that they've given you. That gets a really deep connection to them. And then they come up with solutions in their life that they wouldn't have even thought of before, because you're connecting to their deeper meanings and so on.
Right, got it. Okay. And so here, this could be, what you described could be in a sales conversation.
Yeah, any conversation.
It could, that was the, yeah, exactly. It could be with a client.
Yes.
Oh, right. So, and Sergio, how perfect, because we just had a private session a couple of days ago. Hopefully I was listening, because that was a profound private session we did. I think that's our most important one ever. And, you know, a big part of that, I would say, so as we're working with clients, can we listen with our team? You know, we want to surround ourselves with people who are much smarter than we are. Sandra Yancey says that, founder of EOM Network, all the time. And I was in a conversation with two of my team members yesterday. And I said, this is a perfect example, because I think there were things that I couldn't hear. And they were helping me to hear it. And finally, I'm like, thank you. You guys are so much smarter than I am. I'm in the instance here. And I finally could hear, because I was really working to hear what they had to say. And it changed the direction of some things we're doing coming up in the company. So listening to a team member, so being able to listen, because they have ideas smarter than we do, hopefully, because a company, you can't get there alone. Whether you're working alone and your team is, you know, your brother that you've pulled in, or your kid, or you're someone you're swapping with or whatever, or you've got, you know, 10 or 20 or 50 people behind you, we need a team to make that happen. So listening to our team. So yes. Yeah, so listening deeply so that we can, you know, and giving back the exact words, that's a technique, right?
Because most people have not been heard. So yeah. When you do it, they really appreciate, because most mm-hmm. people are never listened to in any stage in their life, yeah. even with their partner sometimes.
And it may not have been one of, you know, Sergio, you, Carly, you, Steve, you, Wendy, and so on, but many people have come into this community, and one of the things they've said to me is, Michelle, I've never been listened to in that way before. And some of you have probably said that to me, right? It's a skill that we develop. I'm still learning about listening, right? So that's some of the why. I want to get to that why a little bit more today, but before that, I want to jump over to the how and then back to the why. Sergio mentioned one technique, giving back their exact words. That's really important for our marketing words. Where do we find them? We find them from our clients, right? What is it that they're actually saying? And that's the words that they need to hear. They want to hear. Barbara's not going to say, hey, you need copyright, because that's coming from her heart and that's good. But you're going to say, hey, do you want to be more visible? That's good. You know, however they're saying that, the people who are coming to her, whatever it is, right? And only visibility, if that's actually a thing that's going to happen, or whatever it is, or more influence or whatever, because you need to access this for the next level of growth of your company, whatever it is, right? So I want to leap over to the how for a minute, though, because Sergio mentioned a technique, and an important technique is repeating back somebody's words. Super important skill for us in sales and in marketing and so on. More of that over in practical applications, as practical skills. But I want to just drop this inside each of you. Again, this call is called The Key to Connection, How to Listen from the Inside Out. And let me see. I actually want to do this. I've never done this before, but I want to do it like this. This is how it's coming up for me. And it has to be somebody who's feeling really strong, because I'm going to do something, you know, a little bit kind of, we're going to play a little bit. We're going to role play, and it might not feel good for a moment, but it's okay, because we'll end the role play and it won't be anything bad about you. I'm going to do something that one ought not do, but right. So it's going to make me look bad, not you. Who would like to play? It's just going to be short. It should be okay. Thank you, Mary Kay. All right. So what Sergio said, absolutely true. And learning to mirror back their words is super important. But what I want to say is that, and every other technique about listening, it's also can miss the mark. Yes, it's important, and it doesn't get to the heart of listening, and it's something else. And we'll get there more deeply next time. We're going to build on this, okay? So Mary Kay, imagine that we're having some heartfelt conversation, right? Around, and it can be something, don't let it be the thing that's the closest to your heart, where you're most vulnerable right now, because I want to play a little bit. But let's have a conversation about, it could be about your lunch or anything you want, all right? And we're just going to role play a little bit here. So just do something. So tell me, start just having a conversation.
Ferrets.
Mary Kay, ferrets. Yeah, and?
Ferrets they're a lot of fun to watch.
yeah, ferrets are fun to watch, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And? I don't think we even need to take this any further, do we? How much does Mary Kay actually want to say anything else?
I thought I had a lot to say, too.
Right, and all of a sudden, there's nothing more she can say. Mary Kay wasn't, and I told you I was going to make me look bad. It's not Mary Kay, right? How was that feeling, Mary Kay?
That was pretty interesting, because there was, it was like there was, I thought I had, and then it was like, no, I don't want to say anything. I don't know. It was organic kind of a thing on a deep level.
If you could feel like, and again, I wanted somebody who was going to feel strong in that moment, who were going to do something. I was going to do something not very nice. And I didn't even, all I said was a couple words. So thank you, Mary Kay, for your strength. Thank you for playing. Because I've never ever role played like that before, but I thought, what better way to show that? So and how many of you could feel that? Mary Kay pulling back. Mary Kay maybe with a lot to say and all of a sudden doesn't want to say anything. And that this conversation was not a good conversation. How many of you could feel that? Raise your hand. Like Mary Kay, most of all, it's like, please don't do that to me ever again, Michelle, right? You know? So I'm sorry for that. That was awful. I've never demonstrated that way before. But you guys are the group that can hear this. And I knew that one of you would step forward. Mary Kay, thank you for being the brave one, because it takes a lot of courage and confidence inside to withstand what I just did, which was an atrocious thing to do to another human being. So I actually want to do a little bit of almost like healing or suturing work. Mary Kay, are you doing okay after that horrendous experience?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It wasn't that awful. It was kind of fun. And then I also have to say I have experience with that.
Uh-huh. And you know what? To different degrees, we all do. It's an experience of deeply not being listened to. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Sergio is not at all wrong. When he talked about mirroring those words, it's profoundly important. But I want to say there's way more to listening than what we usually think of out there. It is a crucial skill for entrepreneurs. It's one that develops over days and months and years. And there's way more to it than we usually pretend. Otherwise, hey, Sergio's technique, and he is absolutely bang on, but his technique should have worked there. Wasn't I just repeating back what she said? And there was nothing in her that wanted to say anything more. She had lots to say, and all of a sudden she doesn't want to say it. And there's no way she's going to ever want to talk to me again, but I was doing all the right stuff. And everything was wrong. If you go look up things about, communication skills and deep listening and so on, you're going to find things like that, and you're going to find things like, well, we lean in, and you repeat their words, and all these things are great techniques. And you can know that that person is freaking not listening to you at all. And sometimes we can be that person too. And that can happen from stage. That can happen in a strategy session. It can happen more easily than we think when we think we're doing all the right stuff. And what would it be to transform that? Well, nobody would, you guys are amazing souls. Nobody would do that intentionally. And I did it like a parody version almost. And it had real effects, even though it was playful, but it was still bad, right? So listening is something else. It's something other than that. It comes from a different place, and we're going to dive into it. And it requires a profound letting go. It requires everything that we've already talked about. I see you, Sergio. Give me one sec. I'm just going to finish this one thought. Because if we're caught in raga and devesha, if we have not taken care of ourselves, we're going to end up doing a version of what I just did. And sometimes it's just these subtle levels, and it changes what we're able to do with our companies. It changes the world. It changes our connection to other human beings. And I just want to say this too. And Steve, if you're willing to share that, I would love for you to share that, because I sent you back an email around a question around, and it had to do with listening actually. And if you want to share that with people, hopefully you got my reply to your request. It was a profound question. It required a profound answer. And some of the things that I'm teaching right now had to do with what's behind the answer I gave to you. And if you want to share that with the community, that would be great. But if Steve doesn't share it, essentially it was about the mistakes that we can make by doing all the right stuff, but getting it completely wrong. It was from another, something else that Steve was learning about, so without giving away the details of it, and how we can instead do it differently. So it was an application of the thing that I'm teaching right now, and that we're going to go into more deeply next time. Sergio, briefly, because we got to wrap up real soon.
When I connect with people, you've also got to have a lot of care for the person, really listen to this. It's not just repeating the words senselessly like you're, like seems to imply. It's actually got to come from your heart and so on. And you've got to really care for that person and so on. And you've got to be flexible. I ask questions to get out what they're actually saying and so on and connect with them. And if I go wrong, I change what I'm doing.
Sergio said something super important, like what's the come from place in this? And I remember the title today, The Key to Connection, How to Listen from the Inside Out. What's actually going on in our communications? And it requires a deep, deep level of letting go. It requires everything that we've done in the Letting Go series earlier. We'll build on this next time. We'll have a further deep dive into another aspect of letting go next time. This, like I say, this series could not be better placed. It could not be more important out there in this COVID-19 world than anything else. Like, this is so important for our businesses, for our lives, right here, right now on the court. So thank you for that, Sergio. We'll leap off from there next time. We're going to complete this call today with, and also other techniques, by the way. I want to add, like, whether we're leaning in or we're repeating what they say, or whether we're cutting them off or letting them speak, or like, all those techniques don't get to the heart of what listening is about. They're helpful, but it has to come from somewhere else. And how do we do that? And what has to shift for us to do that? And what's the deep dive connection with letting go? And how can we implement this in our companies? We'll dive into that next time, right? So we're going to end up this call today. Remember our last call in the Letting Go series. Please keep your questions coming. So love your questions so that we can really make this personal to you and your journey. And that always helps others as well. And remember, we've got a call next week and the week after with Dr. Sarah. She's freaking awesome. You're not going to want to miss either one of those. And then we got Mexico coming up behind that. Make sure you've carved out that whole week. You're never going to want to miss a moment of it. And I promise you, we're working hard to make sure that it is rejuvenating. If you're imagining that we're going to be staring at the screen and our eyes hurt by the end, don't think that. We want all of our intentionality. We're building many, many beautiful things for you. So it's actually rejuvenating by the end of the week. And we're going to learn a boatload of stuff at the same time too that will help you with your companies, right? So Barb, you're up first. One aha, one inspired action to take this out into the world.
One aha that we can spend a week online, but not be exhausted.
Yes, thank you.
And my action is to keep chipping away at those extreme self-care ideas.
I'm so glad. Yes, it's fantastic. It's fundamental and it's crucial for the next stage. If we haven't done that, the listening is out the window. We're too tired. We can't even do it. We can't even start. Fantastic. So glad. Yes, it's a wonderful thing to do this week. Sherry, you're up next.
I think the aha is the take what you like and leave the rest from Shavasana.
Yeah.
And beautiful. My inspired action is to go back and listen to the last call to get the self-care tips.
Fantastic. Love it. And Sherry, you and your second year of your journey, it applies so much what Carly was saying too. It's like, oh, I learned that last year. And then I forgot. It's like, what would it actually be to integrate that in my life? And not just for a little while, but to get, you know, so that's the second year journey. How do I bring this piece and this piece and this piece together and have them be integral in my life and my company? And then watch the amazing things happen. It's a great, great thing for you to do. Love that, Sherry. Thank you. And Carly.
Oh, I'm sorry, you cut out for a minute there on my.
Yes, I just my screen is telling me that I did. Sorry about that. Okay. So it's part of our world sometimes, right, Carly?
For my aha is so right before this, I had an e-women meeting that I was hosting, and kind of coming on, I'm like, yeah, I am getting a little bit of screen fatigue, and so. I didn't realize that was happening. So I am going to, my action is I'm going to try to figure out some different ways I can maybe like set up my system so I can be standing up and maybe moving around a little bit more. But I find that it's hard for me to like pay attention for like long periods of time if I'm just like sitting.
Yeah.
And static. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Mexico is going to be fabulous for you because how do we act, like how do we live in this new virtual world in ways that gain energy instead of losing it? And some of the pieces I already know are going to be there. I'm so excited for you guys. And we're building more and more and more. So Carly, thank you. Love it. Sergio, you're up next.
For listening, having the deep connection and caring for the person.
Yeah.
And my inspired actions, listen to last week's session and keep doing yoga nidra and walking around the lake and visiting Beautiful. Friends in the country.
Love that, Sergio. Yes, thank you. Dottie, you're up.
I was crazy about the Shavasana and the realizations that I had, meaning fall into the bed, you know, I love that, create space. And my actions are, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what I realized today.
I love that. And the ripple effect of these simple acts is world changing, not just the thing itself, which is beautiful, but the ripple effect through all the life and the company. Yes, love it. Thank you. Mary Kay, you're up next.
My aha is self-care in every moment so that I can serve people. That's the best way to serve.
Yes, beautiful. Love it. And your action?
I'm going to outline a talk I was asked to give.
Perfect. Yeah, love it. And all of these pieces, run through this talk too, because there's raga and devasa in our audiences. There's like all, how do we take care of them? All this runs through every single piece of our company. Even if we haven't mentioned how yet, you'll see it as you're doing it, I know. Love that, Mary Kay. Thank you. Wendy, you're up.
My aha is that sometimes we have to let go more than once. Like, it's been a hard, all this COVID stuff has been challenging because it wrecked like a lot of plans that I had. And so letting go of the expectation that I had in those plans and knowing that things will come through as they should. And my inspired action, I missed last week's call. It was my daughter's birthday, so we were celebrating her. So I really want to listen to that, but I loved the idea as well of a me day once a month. So I'm going to get that me day on the calendar.
Fantastic. I'm so glad you heard that. Sometimes it's just something that comes in. It's 30 seconds training. You heard it. You're implementing it. World changing. When I implemented that me day 10 years ago, part of what you're seeing now comes from having done that recognition and that shift 10 years ago. So Wendy, love it. And happy birthday to your daughter. And fantastic, fantastic work, you guys, this week. As always, you are amazing. You uplift me so much. I love you to bits. Have a great, great week, everybody. We'll see you for the last call in the Letting Go series. Remember to post your questions. And you can tag and text me in Facebook. And Mary Kay, it took me a minute to get back to you a day because I was in the midst of that event. But I will get back to you, I promise, as soon as I can. I got back to Mary Kay, I think 10:30 that night. I'm like, I really, really am planning to respond to this. I will get to it here. So have a fantastic week, everybody. Reach out in all the ways that you know you can, the connection calls, the Facebook group. Keep implementing as you have been. It's so beautiful to see. And I will see you all next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye for now.
All right.